morning. I went to visit one of our church members who was quite ill. The problem was her eyes. She had lost the sight in one eye already. Now her good eye was having difficulties. Living alone made things worse. It got so serious that she was rushed into hospital with only 24 hours' notice because the retina was in the process of detaching. It's a race against time with detaching retinas. My own mother learned that lesson. One day she dropped into an optician attracted by the offer in the window and was swished straight to hospital, there and then, because her retina was detaching. Thank God the speedy operation was done in time to save her eyesight. So I rushed round to my church member's house to speak to her before the ambulance came. As I left the house, I wondered what I could say to her to comfort her. The odds were against her, and it was a real possibility that she would end the day totally blind. I thought, better than words or pictures, if she's going to go blind, it's very important what the last thing is that she sees. What we need is an amazing picture which will stick in her mind for the rest of her life, ideally a comforting picture, one which will forever reassure her of God's love and support. Right away I knew what the picture had to be. It's a photograph which I was given of a baby lying along its father's forearm with its head in the cup of his hand. Baby Zach from Ardrossan is sound asleep in his dad's loving arm while Grandad is taking the photograph. It's a picture of trust, innocence, relaxation, dependency, vulnerability. From the dad's end, it's a picture of love, care, support, tenderness, and gentle strength. I said to the church member, "Remember this picture in your mind's eye, and may it always remind you that what counts is not our grasp upon God, but his hold of us. The important thing is not us keeping our eye on God, but him watching over us. Even if we lose faith in him, he never stops loving us. As the song says, he's got the tiny little baby in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. And he's got you and me, brother and sister, in his hand."